The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome. Spring training, full swing. I did use a baseball pun just now. I will continually use them through our conversation. If you pick up on them, go, you're an idiot. No, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Spring training ground, Salt River Fields. What are we on week? You guys probably know, right?
I honestly don't know.
It's just a blur.
Like, we're just here at this point. Yeah. We wake up. You just got here, though. I think we saw you walk by. What does your morning on spring training look like differ from, like, season mornings?
Obviously, in season, it's a lot more. I mean, we don't have to get up this early. But you kind of get in a routine of, you know, coming from spring training early on in the season. Your sleep schedule's kind of, you know, routine, so you're always getting up around 6 o'clock. So in season, you kind of have to, like, my body wants to wake up at six during the season early on. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, in season, you know, spring training is a lot different because we're getting ready for each game during the season, whereas here we're trying to prepare ourselves for the season. So I would say it's just more of like making sure your body feels good. Now, when it's in season, it's like, I'm going to get ready for the game.
I love that.
I love that the MLB season is like 10 months.
It's a long one.
So long.
It's a long
like
one.
Like other professions, they get a couple months here and there. Basketball is pretty decently long. Football is like,
it's like a blink of an
two
eye
and a half weeks.
Baseball. Yeah.
Those guys are so lazy. No, I'm just kidding. But once you guys are committed to the season, which is going to start March 27th against the Cubs, which, by the way, do you have any because some baseball players grew up. Where did you grow up, by the way?
Indiana.
Okay. So who were your allegiances to? Because Indiana is kind of random.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up like a Cardinals fan.
Okay.
But I wasn't really into like sports, and I'm still not. Like, I still don't sit down and watch sports unless it's a crazy game or something, but like, I'm not a big sports guy.
I love that.
I do too. So one,
professional athlete that is
just like doesn't watch sports. Yeah, I don't really care.
It's just something I do as a job.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I was more of like, I wasn't gonna sit inside and watch TV or anything. So growing up, I never watched any sports. I was a Cardinals fan, but I was an Albert Pujols fan.
Pujols, yeah.
And that's, I mean, when I was growing up, it's because I think he was on every TV that when you walk around.
Yeah,
you know,
he was the most popular guy on the planet for sure.
So then when, was baseball just something that you did in your hometown?
Yeah, so I played all three sports growing up. And then I was just super athletic at a young age. I just kind of, the ball started rolling. And when I got to high school.
Baseball pun.
When I got to high school, it was like I was playing football. I kind of got hurt a little bit, got carted off the field, so I kind of gave up football.
Football, yeah.
But I love basketball. And so I ended up my junior and senior year finishing out the two sports. And then by my junior year, I kind of had a feeling like, hey, my best chance to take this to the next level is baseball. So I just rode with that.
Do you remember the day when you said, this is probably it for me? Like, this is baseball. Baseball is my life. Like, do you remember the moment where that, like, switch flipped in your brain?
Yeah, it was the day after I got carted off the field.
Yeah, when the rest of that season went to shit.
That's a great memory to bring up there, Cheyenne.
Valid question.
No. I didn't expect that response. Sometimes it's dark, though. Sometimes life pushes you in a direction you may not have prepared for. You have one of these builds, though, where I can just look at you and be like, this guy, I could throw him off a two-story building and he'll land on his feet. You're kind of that guy,
very
right?
Cat-like.
Probably.
Like super agile,
he's
athletic.
Calling me a cat now.
He's calling you a cat.
I was calling you
a cat. Drop me on my back and I'll somehow finish out on my hands and knees.
Could have been a squirrel. Squirrels notoriously land on their feet, too.
You know, I know people like that. I've grown up with people like that where I could just be like in the gym 24/7 and no matter what, genetics always favor those who have that natural athleticism. So what position do you play?
I'm a pitcher.
Okay.
So I take the athletic gene and I kind of throw it away. Because it's like all the stuff I'm able to do, I just stand on the mound. So.
Yeah. Okay. You look like a pitcher. You don't look like a pitcher at all. You look the least pitcher-ish ever.
What does that even mean?
Pitchers are like tall and like super lanky arms, and they're awkward, and then they're not funny. They're never funny. Name a funny Archie Bradley's pretty funny.
Archie Bradley is hilarious. Bradley. And also, Kevin Ginkle has his moments. That dude can be pretty hilarious.
Okay.
I love Kevin Ginkle, but he's just kind of an airhead.
They did a social capture yesterday about women's accessory things, and he airballed pretty much everything.
I think Ginks knew that all those things were. He just didn't want to get exposed when he came in the clubhouse.
I see. True. I see that.
True. I think he played that one smooth.
So what do you do in your off time then? When you're not on a pitching mound or here at spring training, like off season, what are you doing?
I'm big into golf. I like to golf.
We're golfers as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Love golf.
Yeah, we love golf.
What do you shoot? What's your handicap?
I don't keep my index, but I'll go on the high side and I'll say I'm like a 7.
That's pretty good. That's really good. That's strong. Yeah.
That's his athletic build.
I'll be honest with you. I do keep my index, and I am a 7.6.
Oh, nice.
Even so, you and I, bud.
I think I'll get you then.
I love it. The competitive spirit.
It's beautiful.
The pitcher that doesn't look like a pitcher is telling me about golf right now.
I love it. I'm here for it because I do not
keep
an handicap.
Sleeper build right here, this guy. I'm telling you.
This is his next Instagram bio. Yeah, don't look like a pitcher, but I am a pitcher. Sleeper build.
Well, good luck with the season, man. I know it's just obviously you're scratching the surface right now. You guys are just getting started. It's a long way to go, as we all know. So keep that arm healthy. You don't need no mid-season issues.
I know.
You got to carry the torch, please. We need to get to those playoffs. I didn't tell Tori that because I wanted to play it cool with him. He's probably nervous about it already. But let's get back up in there.
Always.
You guys are the gritty D-backs, and we love to see it.
We're here for it.
Love that.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Good luck, Trey.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.